Okay, Hilchos Shatnis, Simishin, Sif Gimel. The last three Sifim, we had the three Machlaisim Rishayim regarding the Geder of Shatnis Daraisa. In the end of Simin Reis Tzadik Tes, we had the question if you have Semer on one end of the Beged and Pishtan on the other. The Rambam was Machmir, the Ramah was Mekel. In Sif Aleph, we had the Machlaikis of Shua Oitevi Ainais or Shua Vitevi Vinais. Mechaber was Saisim that any one of them is Shatnez, and the Shach brought that Roif Paiskim on Mekel. So we had two Machlaikis in both of which the Rambam is Machmir and the Ramah, the Paiskim at least, the Shach is Mekel. And in Sif Beis, we had the Shaila of how connected it has to be, Shteit Kifis or Shteit Kifis and a Kesher. And those are the three Machlaikim in defining the connection of Shatnez. The rest of the Simen, which we hope to cover, deals with other types of connections of Tzemer and Pishtin, and the various sorts of which we're going to discuss and see. The ones we discussed till now are the clear deraisis, and now we go to the ones that are more lakulam. Siv Gimel. Beged Tzemer shenifram pirish nikra. Nifra means it ripped. Says the. I was thinking about the Kragola when he becomes a oval. Oh, it says. What? Goyifrum is by Mitzara, but by Kragola says loyifrum or whatever the lashon is. Okay. That anyway. Beged Tzemer shenifra. Beged Tzemer that got ripped. Mutal lifroif. Now we're going to find that word. Every place in the Chumash. Mutal lifroif. Horof. I don't know. Pirish lechaber.
What's the lifroif?
So you see, the parentheses, they stick in the tash lechaber to connect. The chute pishtan, the kaisher. Now, since I have no idea what lifroif means, I don't know what this kula is. It's nice to have a kula. But if you don't know what it is, what are you going to do? So the Be'er HaGoyla brings the rush, who touches it. So again, we have here a kula where you have a beged semer that ripped and you're fixing it with chute pishtan. Obviously you're not sewing it, that would be shatnez. So the Be'er HaGoyla Dalet, he brings the taich from the rush. Let's see. First he says, Lashon HaRambam. This Mechaber is the Rambam's Lashon. Sham, Kifi Pirushay, B'mishnah Iska, Sham Eyatei Sefta. Because of Hator, Rabbeinu Tam Kosu Shestei Sefta, Nishnas Bitos. Rabbeinu Tam, who apparently understood there's some type of sowing taking place, says it can't be mutter. V'harosh Pirush. Therefore the Rosh says a correct pshat. A pshat that doesn't make it into a Taz. The Ayri. Now listen to the case. Shechiber beiz roshei hakroim. You have a beged that's ripped. You take the two heads of where it's ripped. V'karach chutz saviv, and you wind a string around and around it. V'kashram yachach, and you connect it. D'loy have a chibur. Kivan shiyach lo haitzi beiz roshei hakroim b'loy hatoras hakesher. Now what it means is it seems to be something like this. Let me take two tissues and pretend that this was one beged that maybe it's a scarf or a gartel and it ripped. It was connected, it ripped. So you take the two heads of it and you do a twist tie like you take a chut and put it around it. Okay? Right. So this is made out of tzemer. And you took pishtan thread and wound it around and then tied it tightly to hold it together. So we're saying here that it's not a deraisa, it's not a drabbanan, it's mutter. Mutter lifraif Pirish lechaber oisai bechute pishu v'kaisher. You're allowed to wind it around and tie it. And why is it mutter? Why is it a chibur, yachta? Because it's possible to pull these out of that ring that you created. It might be very tight and hard, but it's possible to pull it out. And since it's possible to pull it out, therefore it's not considered connected for shatnez purposes. Now, I don't think this particular case comes up often, but we're going to see a little later that this has ramifications in other cases. We're saying a connection which could be slipped out is not considered to be a connection, and therefore it's okay. Let's see the Ramah. I just want to point out that Taz Hay says pretty much the same thing as the Baragayla. Taz Hay, Hainu Shechiba Shnei Rashi HaKraim, connected the two heads of the rib, V'korach Chutz Vivam, V'kashram Yachad. And you wind a string or a thread around them and tie them together. The loy have a chibur achut shel pishna v'chelk v'hacholok shel tzemer kiven shiyochol lohitzi shnei rashi akram b'loy ateres hakesher kenu b'tor b'shem rush. So that is the Rush's shita. Okay, so even though he has a kasha on it, but he answers his kasha and he remains with his pshat and therefore, this is the kula that we have here. Now, I want to point out, this whole halacha is l'shitaseinu in Taz Gimel, where we said that Hilchus Shabbos and Hilchus Klayim are not totally tzebizeh. Something on Shabbos, you need a more of a chibur, and Klayim you need less of a chibur. Actually, I shouldn't. The Taz Gimel is not relevant to this kula. Okay, we'll get back to it. But anyway, this is a kula. So we have here in the Mechaber a kula of winding things around, which more importantly is a general kula that any time you can pull one thing out of the other without ripping it, that's good. Okay, so we have here a nice case with a nice rule that comes out of it. I say nice because it's a kula, and we like things that are kulas. Now the question is how easily it has to come out in order not to be shatnez. How much do you have to work hard to pull it out for it to be shatnez? Obviously, if you have to rip the bag to separate it, that's not called pulling it out. So the question would come up, let's say you take a ring. Just as an example that some of the contemporary pies can bring, you have a key ring. Now a key ring, it's a little bit of a pain in the neck to get the key in, right? You've got to get your fingernail under the ring and stick it in. What happens if you would have two parts of a beggar connected with something like that? Where it takes, it's not hard work to do, but it's, you have to fetch a little in order to get it out. A paper clip is easy to slip out, at least compared to that, right? Buttons are easy to attach. Or if things are stapled together, where it's a strong staple, it's a little hard to get it apart. So Chochmas Adam's Lashon is the following. And this is in Klakov Vav, which is Hilchos Shatnez, Ois Tez Vav. Avol Imhei Mehudak in Yafe, if they're connected well, She'i Efsher Lo'itziyam Bekal, you can't pull it out easily, Elim Kein She'yichfayf HaKrosim, unless you will bend the hooks. It sounds like you have a metal hook that's pressed down, like a lot like a staple. Or you have to pull it up in order to get it up. Oisha Yikraha Nekovim. Or there are holes, we'll see an example of holes in the Ramah in a minute. You have to rip the holes, make the hole wider to pull out the whatever's inside. Also the Kuliyam. So he says, the Chachmas Adam says, it has to be easy to pull it out. It has to be Epshalite on the cow. It has to be relatively easy to take it out, and it's always hard to judge exactly what's called the cow and what's not called the cow, but at least it gives us a gather in the kula we're learning today.
You mentioned that things are pressed together, just being pressed together, not solved. How would that system with this
if they're, well, the problem there was that they were shua yachad. When they're combed together, shua or tavi yadayis, so that's a problem inherently. That defines shatness. So we're going to get to that. That is connected to this, and I hope to get to it in Sif Dalet. You're right. And that's why we're medical, because of this. You'll see in a minute. What? It's not even us and Rabbanon, this type of connection. Now, I want to tell you that we're going to learn the Hilchus Levisha, now that we're shatnez and halah is aser. But once the beggar is shatnez, you know, I put it on, even if it's easy to take off. We're talking here about the connection between the tzemer and the pishtin, connecting them together. If they're easily separated, that's not called connected. That's the cool of this Rama, of this Machaber. I don't think I mentioned, I think last week, that Ramosha is not talking about Klayim, he's talking about Shabbos, but Ramosha says that a safety pin is only considered a connection if the intention is to make it into one baguette. Like when you have a hem that slips down, you stick in a pin to make it one. But when you take two sides of something, or you have gloves, you don't want it to slip off, and you connect them with a safety pin, but it's not meant to make it into one baguette, that's not considered to be a chibur. Ramesha doesn't mention, I don't believe, in the Shin, the Tshuva. It's Archaim Bey's Tshuva Pei Dali. I don't think he mentioned Shatnez, but it's funny, he uses the Lashon Lifraim, the Mechavis Lashon, or Lifraif, Piruf. Yeah. How do you know? You went upstairs and checked? Oh, really? I'm very impressed. Okay. I know if you Google Pei Resh Pei, you'll get abbreviation for professor in modern Hebrew. Prof. Right. Maybe on the schnapps, 100 prof. At any rate, let's read the Rama. The Chayim mutalite seme bekare keseh shal pishtan. Now this Rama is stretching the Mechamer. You're allowed to put wool into a linen pillow. In other words, you have the outsides of the pillow. Now, a pillowcase is easy. You could slip the inside out of the outside. But here he's talking about stuffing a flax or linen bag with stuffings of wool, afa pisha teifa kol sviva, even though you're sewing all around, and you can't just pull out the tzemer, have a kasak shel pishtan. It's like a bag of pishtan, shemolei tzemer, the tofar piv, she'im ezeh mishum klayim, that there's no issa klayim. That's the explanation. Why, if you take a pillow, you stuff it with wool, and the pillow is made out of linen, and then you sew all around, why is that mutter? And then he says, afilu atfira v'tzemer atzmoy mutter, even though the stitches cover some of the tufts of wool, that's okay. It's not clothing, it's fibers. Fibers you can pull out from where it's sewn in. So there it's mutter. But if it's clothing of wool in the pillow, it's also actually let's see what we have here. We have here a kula that you could take tufts of wool or even clothing of wool and stuff it into a pillow and sew the pillow shut, and that's not shatnez. Clothing you can't use if the stitches, when you stitch around the end, if the stitch catches some of the wool, then the Rama said tufts of wool could be pulled out, so it's okay. But clothing of wool, if it's in the stitch, is a problem because you can't pull it out without ripping. But as far as the stuffing itself, it's mutter. Sleeping on it. Yeah. If you're not wearing it, it would be... halal is us also. Sleeping on a soft pillow is awesome. To be aser? So we read the words. The way the Seder of the words of the Ramah, is first he brings the halacha, you're allowed to stuff it, kenu b'tor. Then he says, afilu atfira v'tzemer atzmai mutter, dar yochel ikach atzemer mishav alei ataras atfira, alo b'vloi b'gadim shal tzemer osakai gavna. Osakai gavna means, it's also in such a case where the tfira pierces it. Let's see, shach vav. Kloima filuk she'ena teichav atfira ba'atzmam. The leika atarazav. You're right, the shach sounds like you're saying, afilu k'she'ena teichav atfira ba'atzmam. Well, let me first tell you the pshat in the kula. In Tazches, Avol bevaloi begadim pirish shenitchav hamachat gam bohem kenu b'mardachai sham. So the Mardachai says it means the stitching hit the bag. And the Chayesh Leim does not discover Ramah, but Meshekosav bikahay gavna. So he means, the Ramah means that the stitching hits the bag and it's aser. Mekomei mashu sham she'en lamal eskal mechas shal pishtan bevloi begadim shal tzemek kimi shematzui ben krichas nima. It's common krichas nima. I'll explain what that means in a minute. V'tochav b'seichat firais. Chedek v'chemash v'tisat ha'isvus. V'ramolei niskava lahate b'zeh she'en tech b'teichat firais ala akula mil sa'amak ha'gav nadasa b'lei begadim. As he brings tupshatim in how to learn the Ramah. Let me explain the kula of the Ramah, and then we'll try to figure this part out. Why is the Ramah makel on stuffing a pillow with wool and stitching it around? That would seem to be aser. So it's interesting that the reason for this kula is not mentioned in the Mefarshim here directly on this Ramah. However, the Shach later in Sifkat Yud, which is on the next page, explains the reason for the kula of the pillow. And there he says, just Tarif Tavarov. He says, whatever he's talking about in this shach is similar to wool in a pillow. Even though to get it out, you have to make a small cut. Shari, a small cut is not chashuv, and that's good enough that you can pull it out easily. You know what he says? It's chiddush. All the later achrayim that quote this, quote it this way, that tufts of wool in a pillow are okay, because all it needs is a kerak cotton in order to pull it out. So that's also called, you can pull it out easily. And that's the reason for the kula of the Ramah. Does this apply to begadim? It depends on the tupshatim of the kagam shach yud. Towards halfway down in shach yud, he refers back to karvakesas, which is this
din. That's a two-step, not a one-step.
Before, you got to cut and pull. Before you just got to pull. Yeah. What do you mean? Pull? When it's connected, it's also for sure. We're talking here. Oh, if you hold clothing in the pillow is aser, how does it stem? I don't know. Why, is there bigger pieces? So that's what he means, bigger pieces opposed to smaller pieces. Maybe. The fibers are like tufts of cotton. They rip easily, you just pull them out. Okay. Could be that's why. So then the kudas has to be easy to pull out as opposed to hard to pull out, which is really what the Mechaber said. The Ramah brings one more example of this. V'chein muta l'chaber bata yisrayos. You can have at the end of a sleeve shotzemer. Sheyesh bem ksharim aikresim b'bata nefesh shal pishtan sheyesh bay nekavim. Not sure what this means. It sounds like they have it today, like a pull string. They have it today in a laundry bags. Right? A laundry bag usually has a pull string, and you pull it, and it tightens the mouth of the bag. Now, it comes two ways. Some of them have holes. The string goes back and forth through holes. And sometimes you just fold over the hem, and it goes around the hem. It sounds to me like he's talking about a sleeve where you tighten the end of the sleeve around your wrist by pulling some type of a drawstring. I think there are jogging pants that are made like that, where you pull a string, or bathing suits have you pull a string, or hoods have it where you pull a string. So the question is, the beged is tzemer, and the string is pishtan. So he says, "Machzak sharmei kresim techa dekavim." It means something like that. I'm not sure exactly what the ksharim and the kresim are. And what's the pishtan? The pishtan is. So you have batei zroyos of tzemer, and the ksharim of the kresim are the batei nefesh of pishtan. Okay, something along those lines. The point is, chayil behem refuyim, v'yachal ha'itzia misham be'etzbai, since they're loose, and with a finger you can pull them out. Beitzarach the kraya had the kavim. You don't have to make the holes. You have to rip the holes. Aval pisha benichin kachtamin. It's mutter. Aval amehem adukin kol kashi. Yeshalay tziyam misham bilte kriyas and the kavim. But if they're attached, and they can't be pulled out without making holes, have a chibur v'asim. So I don't care. A cotton is nothing, but kriyas and the kavim apparently is something, and there's some level of connection that's awesome.
And also, we make the buttons out of thick thread, hold them over themselves.
The button itself is made out of thread.
That's right. And
it's
a very
thick thread.
You pull it over, and then it's like
it's
one off, and you put it into a buttonhole. That's
Shamo.
Okay. I'm not
familiar with the
Messias,
but. Stick in a buttonhole and you can pull it out easily. The nekev is the buttonhole. And you can pull it out of the nekev easily. Okay. Look, it certainly includes any case where the tzemer and pishtan are separate and the connecting, whatever connects them is, whatever is connecting them is easily separated. So in that case, where it can be easily separated, the chibur is not a chibur. So shatnez is either shua tevi v'nais or yachdav, connected. But that connection has to be a connection that's not easily broken apart. And there it's mutter. Connected with a zipper. You mean a lining that's connected with a zipper. Interesting. A zipper is a strong attachment, but it's easily separated. I think I mentioned to you that Rav Gedalia Yeshua held a zipper as a shiloh of teifer on Shabbos. Because using a zipper to attaching something for less than 24 hours is no tefirah. So zipping up boots or zipping up your pants is not a shiloh. But zipping a Shabbos talis bag shut or zipping a lining into a baguette. So Rav Palm told me that Rav Gedalia Yeshua used to be makbid. I don't know. My rebbeim folded up the talis, just not along the crease. Rapam and Shabbos folded up his talis. He just didn't fold it exactly on a crease. Most of the talis don't really have creases, except maybe down the middle. He used to fold. He didn't refold it after Shabbos. Some people need to show him by his school more than others. I don't know. Someone told me the skula to fold your talis after Shabbos for Shalom Bayis is only if it's laying around the house. So then, okay, it'd be that as a man. I just mean that it's interesting. I don't know what would be the din of a zipper with shatness. I'm not sure. Someone talks about a lining. We're going to have someone here. A case of a lining to the Rosh Hashanah Klokas Tshuva. That's the question. I would think that it's a problem, but we're going to see. Siv Dalid is going to. Everything's going to turn around in a minute. Well, we have now Siv Gimel is a kula. The kula is that when you have pishta and semer, and they're easily separated one from the other, that's not called a chibur, and it's not called yachad, and b'meila, it's not called yachdav, and b'meila, there is no problem.
So if you had a situation like a velcro, which is easily separable, I don't know how it would work with metzias, but
velcro is not a connection.
Yeah,
and Shabbos putting in a line, I had somebody ask Rav Moshe when I heard that that there were those who wanted to ask about the zippering. I asked somebody to ask Rav Moshe. Now, whether it's reliable or not, you can never know. But he said Rav Moshe held that it's tikkun mana to put a lining in. You put it in, you leave it in a whole winter. It's like changing a spring coat to a winter coat. It's a shayach tikkun mana. So whether he meant to stick him out of the rice and stick him out of the rabbi, I don't know exactly. But apparently he didn't mention the zipper. He didn't mention tefillah. Yeah. Okay, now we get to Sif Dalid, which is the more surprising din. Mutter starts with another kula. Mutter lubayish chalayk shal tzemer. Agave chalayk shal mishlam. So far it's good. You have a woolen Shabbos jacket and you have a linen shirt. See, you wear the linen is touching the wool. You have a shirt of linen. On top of it you put a jacket of wool. No problem. You can even tie it, you can put a gartel around the two of them. So now they're being tied together. As long as your gartel is on, you can't get undressed till you undo the gartel. I feel like kesher shal kayama. And even if the belt around it is a permanent belt, it's still okay. You don't attach the jacket to the shirt with shtei tekifis. Machabeshito is shtei tekifis even without a kesher is also. So the first shita in the Shulchan Aruch is an easy shita. It's saying that you're allowed to have two begadim, one on the other, even with a gartel around it. V'yesh oisrim b'kesher shel kayama. There's also aser when it's tied permanently. Now, you may read the Mechaber and question, it's not so clear what the case is. I'm saying, sure, the jacket, and it means a gartel over it. So I'll show you in grotesque that's how he explains the case. Grotesque, Tesefta, Loivesh Adam Shnei Chalukin, a person can put on two garments, Afa Pisha Pundosai Chagura Alav Mibachutz. Very clear. Even though the belt is tied around on the outside, that's not so clear. Sounds like you can't take the rope and somehow connect the two begadim to each other with this guard. Because of Arash, Kalaimish, Yiksha, Shnei, Chalukas, Yachad, what's usher is to tie the two garments together. So we're talking about, like I said, a linen shirt and a wool jacket, and the gartel is on the outside, mutter, v'zeshekosav yesh ha'isrim, and on that, the Mechaber says, there are those who aser, which means that there are those who aser wearing a wool and linen baggage with a gartel on the outside that's connecting them together. The kesher shel kayama, which we said doesn't have to mean more than 24 hours, it just means a kesher that stays. I think in Taz Gimel. He said, at the end of Taz Gimel, he said that kesher shel kayama here is not like by Shabbos. I think that's what he said. Let's see. The last words of Taz Gimel, Mashaenke liyik shira, the b'Shabbos sar shei davakayim, the m'les v'shevas asra taira. Say the kesher of Shabbos is different than the kesher of here. Obviously, no one is tying a gartel and leaving it. Somehow, kesher kiyam is 7 days. Mustami's not wearing his shirt and jacket for 7 days, So the gather of Keshel Kayama seems to be the type of knot rather than the amount of time that the knot stays. Now here we start to get into a very difficult parasha. Till now we learned that shatnez means when two begadim are connected. Now we have two begadim that are not connected one to the other. One, you're wearing a shirt, and you're wearing a jacket. And one is linen, one is wool. Why should that be a problem? Because you have a garfel tying it. The Yesha Yisrim holds that it's aser.
This is the issue
of the Ramo, we'll see, yes. Venerally, the Ramo goes on. The Oysan Bote Shukayim Sha'isim Bevedine Seilu, the Ramo is a Dalit. Now he says, Oysan Bote Shukayim. Bote Shukayim sounds like socks of some sort that they make. The Kari Noisam for Tikei, the Hain Shashu Asuyin Shosever, Voise Behem Nishicha, and there's a robe, Sheveris Ben Hela Behena, Kamei Ritsua Bema Barta Ditfilin, and it has a rope that goes through, like the other type of a ritsua that goes through the ma'abarta is the back of the tefillin, where it slips through. The mutra afilu ha'mishicha shal pishtan ha'yibcha. That's okay. The mi'acha de'ef shal ha'itzi misham ha'mishicha b'le'atar ha'tfira en yela k'chayge b'mishicha shal pishtan agay b'chalay shal tzemek. Says, no problem. You can have a woolen belt on top of a linen baguette. That's no problem. Ava pisha kaysha ha'mishicha k'shal avshan le'mikri kesha shal kayama. Avo, im oisik sharim bebeiz rashi hamashicha, nirida asa, the yepshala haitzi misha. Now, I'm not sure exactly what it means. I think it means sometimes when you have, let's say, in a hood, you have a rope, you don't want by mistake to pull it all the way out, and you're going to have to have a hard time getting it back in. So they make a knot so that it can't slip. It can still move a little bit up and down, but it can't slip through the whole thing. So then it's connected, it's not easy to separate, and then it's a problem. Now, here comes the part that's the ikker.
But basically from here, the way the Russian Ramah is that when he wants to talk about it going inside, like loops, inside the baguette, he finds it much better than he did before in the Ramah and Gimel.
Ramon Sif Kimmel, I'm not clear what it is, but it looked like it had holes and it went in and out of holes to connect it. Here, it's like you take a piece of cloth, you take a laundry bag, you fold over the rim and sew it down, and then you pierce the string through it. It doesn't have holes. Before it said the covering that it goes in and out of holes. And here, it seems to be a slip string that goes through like a ritzua b'mabarta. You know, it just runs through a tunnel, like the ritzua. That's what it sounds like. Okay, so again, the idea is easy. The idea is that if it pulls in and out easily, then it's not shatnez. If there are knots which make it not easy to separate, then it's yachdov. Then it's us.
Isn't that like knickers, old fashioned knickers, where the short pants that had these ties on?
The knickers, yeah, could be knickers that had the ties on the bottom. That you know, like the bagpipers. The Chassidim still have. The Chassidim have some of them. Now, Yeshayim, the Asa Lil Baish, Beis Bate Shukayim, Ech Chopish Nech Chotzem Ezel Zuazu. Let's imagine you're wearing two socks, woolen socks and linen socks, one on top of the other. It's Asa. Very easy to take off socks. No, even my grandchildren could do it. No. They're very bright. The me'achar the ef shalif shayna tachtoyna b'leil yoyna haba kichiba. You hear this chumra? You have to be able to take off the bottom one without the top one. What's the logic to that? So you're wearing two pairs of socks. You can't take off the bottom socks without the take off the top socks first. So therefore, that's a problem. If you can't, you hear this? It's not a deraisa, obviously. The Shah said, this is Darabanan. We're talking about some type of Darabanan, where the begadim are not attached to each other. You're wearing one on top of the other. And this Yeshayim Rim holds that it's also to wear two bate shukayim, which again I'm saying is socks, it's something along those lines. The shach says, who I did not poloi shukar in zakin. That sounds like socks. So something along those lines where you can't take out the bottom one without the top one. Veloi domi lebeis chalukim zelz, it's not like a shirt and a jacket. The epshel lishad atachte beloi elyon. If somebody can get up and show me, you can take off your shirt without taking off your jacket. Huh? Can you do that? Huh? Can you go to show without your jacket? That's what he says. So the shach is troubled by this. If you don't have sleeves, but if it's connected around here, you're still going to have a problem. It has to be like a talus cotton that's open all the way down. A talus cotton you could pull. I could pull out my talus cotton over my head. But my undershirt, even if it's a sleeveless undershirt, I can't pull it up. It can get stuck under my armpits. So let's see how the shach explains it. Right, the shach talks about it. Listen to shach yud. That's lavush heishiv al divrei harav elu deher bebeis chalukais vade meirik sheish la bateis royais. We're probably talking about a shirt that has sleeves. How do you take off your shirt without your jacket? This can be my bizem, sefer dari melech, and sham sheherech. The end of our of Niron, he's not right. Ushnech luka shayni, listen to the shach. Makabakam, yachal lahachnis or yoysav lifnim. What you do to get your shirt off without taking off your jacket is first you pull your arms in through the sleeve. And then you take off your shirt. So what does that mean? That means that before you slip off your shirt, you get your sleeve. Our shirts are tapered. I guess they had looser shirts. You pull your arm inside. So now your arms are inside the shirt. Now obviously you have to get someone else to pull the shirt off. But now someone can pull the shirt over your head because your arms are inside. So the shach, afogav, when you pull your sleeves in of your shirt, you're also pulling them in out of your jacket. The chaluk is on your bag. He's saying you're going to say you can't take it off. You have to pull your sleeve in. You have to pull your arms in. So that's not called take it off. Says, well, look, before, in the case of the pillowcase, Avagav the Mukha class is Kera Cotton Shari. There we said it's easy to pull it out, even though it involves making a rip. So here also, it's easy to take off your shirt without your jacket. It involves something you got to do. You got to pull your hands in the sleeves. Etc. Now, this is a bit of a problem. How's it stem with the belt? Right. It has a shtim with the belt. The answer is it doesn't shtim, because by the belt it also said yesh aisru. So I assume that this is a hamshach of that yesh aisru. This is a hamshach of that shita, of that yesh aisru. Anybody who learns this sif is nishtaymeim at the chumrah, gaber chumrah of this ramah. That certainly we're not even talking about the Raises, we're talking about a Shiloh and a Rabbanon and the Beged al Gabi Beged to make such an issue.
When the Ramban says that calls for a rab, who says that? Who's that? The
Kach, I'm sorry, where? Hakoel Sfaras Arav, that's the printer sticking in. That what we just said is the Ramah's own svara without a makar. He's stuck in the kairos, so he's saying on the what said before that svara sarav, and on the part we're reading now, loydai beis chaluk is a kemot zavar zeruah, nochin lizoyer. It says his prophet to be machmir, and not only that, the pischei tshuva says from the shlah, not nochin lizoyer, nochin v'nochin, who it's double nochin. So, as always, on things that are we find hard to digest, we take a quick look in the Aruch HaShulchan, who typically in these things says what we're thinking. He just says the words Ha'ilam Naig and Lahakol, the Laisvira Lai Kedeyazu. That's what he says, Chav Dalit. When it's brought down originally, in the end of the Mechaber, he says, Lo Yadati Lama, I don't know why it should be Yasir. Okay, anyway. He says, Araj Vakasash Rabbeinu Yoina HaChasid HaYonizar. Rabbeinu Yoina, the Chasid, was careful. Shloyayam et Hadek Ezura. He didn't tighten his girdle. Zel Migadal Chasidusai Velay Medina. Avomihem Aisrim. Right, on the Machabis case, where he said tighten with a girdle, Yesh Aisrim, on the two begadim, he says, that's a Chasid Rabbeinu Yoina, but who are really the Aisrim? So the nice in this is, well, first of all, minig lahakol, it's hard to say today, most of our clothing are polyester anyway. What are our socks made of? Do you have any idea?
Nylon.
So they're all, we don't have woolen, I don't think we wear woolen socks, do we? I have no idea. In Derech Amuna, he brings that the Chazenish was makbid that the stitches on his shoes shouldn't be made out of pishtan. His socks were tzemer. He didn't have a shayla of a tzemer socks and a pishtan shoe, even though the shoe was made out of leather, but even the stitches on the shoe shouldn't be pishtan. He brings this in Klai in the Perek Yud, I think Halach Yud Aleph. He says a chumrah of the Chazenish. It's, you know, it's not make her a din. Anyway, what? Well, the Ramah brings Oisrim, one beggar on another beggar. He brings the other two aser, two socks, so it's a sock and a shoe, which we'll actually see the example later. Okay, what? Yeah, you're right. No, I should mention, in the Michas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, he brings some earlier sources that the whole, this whole thing is a drabanan. The two begadim are not connected. It's a drabanan. Dailan ulahachmir, where if they be connected, it will be a dairaisan. But he says, let's say you have a wool tzitzis and a cotton shirt, and then a linen jacket. Oh, by ladies, maybe it's more shchiach. Well, they don't wear the tzitzis, but they wear the linen jackets. But anyway, we have something in between the wool and the linen. So he says there, a person doesn't have to be machmir, even like the machmirin, because we're only worried about a deraisa. Now, I mentioned to you in the past that all the pictures of Reb Chaim Kanievsky show him wearing cotton tzitzis. Where's cotton tzitzis? In Digris Maisha, in every volume of Irachayim, not about the later ones, but at least the first three, probably the first four, he makes sure to write somewhere in Digris Maisha that people should wear woolen talis cotton. A woolen talis cotton is deraisa according to everybody, the mitzvah of tzitzis. And cotton, according to many paiskim, is only a derabbanan. So that people should wear, well, so why does Reb Chaim Kanievsky wear linen? Why does he wear cotton? It's based on the Maisa Rav of the Gra. In the Maisa Rav of the Gra, at the end of Isyud Zion, he says, now the Gra wore a talis gadol all day. He really didn't need a talis cotton. He was wearing a talis gadol all day. So they write that how big it was, I don't know exactly. He says, he had a big talis cotton, let's call it that. He brings shiurai ara berkayim, the Tuchan Velojim, and he wore talis cotton that went down to the knees. But that's not my point. but he wore made out of tzemer gefen, which is cotton. And why did he wear cotton? Now that's why in Bnei Brak, where they follow many of the Minhagei Agra, so that's why they wear cotton. Why did they wear cotton? So the conventional wisdom and I'm reading now from the Kaivitz Mefarsh on the side from Biurim Yagoyin Reb Nunhei. I'm not sure who that is, but it's one of the Biurim on the Maaser Rav. So he says, Neshabeg etzah ha'yolayvish tachas bigdai. The Taos cut and he wore underneath. Imkein havi beg etzah alachaluk. And therefore, this baguette touched his shirt. V'darkam ha'yashach alok hushal pishta. They wore a linen shirt. Imkein efshashich alatzwa yikidas rabbeinu yayna. Shalayul vash baguette tzemer al chalok pishta mishal chashash kalayim. He says that the reason for the gross chumra was our sif. The reason was because he didn't want to wear one baguette on top of another, one made out of pishton and one made out of tzemer. So that's the problem. Here you could slip out, a tos cotton you could slip out. Maybe the gross was so big it was hard, but there, tos cotton you could slip out. Why?
He's not wearing a linen shirt.
He's not wearing a linen shirt.
But what is it? What about his tazgadol? That's not cotton. That's wool.
Tazgadol is wool.
Yeah. So he wears his tazgadol over his shirt, and if he puts the tazgadol over that.
So apparently he wore a jacket in between, so there was no. That's what he's saying, without a hefsik. His lasha was, Hikre al atzmai. Okay, Mikain, hoya beged ze ala chaluk. His beggar was on the shirt. The shirt was linen, so one was touching the other. That's what he means. If you can pull it out, the grod shuts up the shoulder. You know. Now the funny thing is, we don't know that that's the grod's reason. The grod well cotton. That's what he says the reason. He brings a second reason. He says, "Harav again, I'm a forsim. Rabbeinu Shmuel Masalad Shlita. When he wrote this, Rabbeinu Shmuel Masalad was still alive. Shmuel Salat was the Rav of Yerushalayim in the late 1800s, I think, till the early 1900s. Omar Tamacher. He said, nah, the Gra had a different reason. Listen to his reason. Hine. Habitzah sasei dai raisa bitzitzis hurak temeral pishn. To be mekayim mitzah dai raisa of tzitzis, he held like the Rishayim that it's only wool or linen tzit. But God, ubishar minim dai raisa potter. Cotton is potter. Rak midrabanam achoyiv. So when you wear a cotton tzitzis with tzitzis on it, you mekayim not mitzvah tzitzis, you mekayim mitzvah leisosor, which is a mitzvah to listen to Rabban. Hagra, halach mu'ot divitalis and filin kalayayim. He already wore a woolen talis the whole day. But talis gadol hayashal tzemer, can kiyam a mitzvah to say derais. So the derais, he was mekayim, because he wore a wool baguette for talis gadol. L'chein lovesh talis cotton misharminim, l'kayim oy mitzvah asay deloy sasur. You know what he's saying? He wore the woolen talis gadol to be mekayim mitzvah sitzis, and he wore a cotton talis cotton to be mekayim the mitzvah of listening to the rabbanon. So he wanted to be mekayim this loy sasur and adavashi yigigul chayom and a smile. So that's why he wore a cotton talis cotton. What bracha you make on my sasur? I don't know. We make a bracha on tzitzis. On talis cotton. What? Why Reb Chaim wears it? You have to ask him. My understanding is he wears it because it says in my sarab that was a minig agra. Which reason? I don't know which reason. I don't know. I have in my notes I've written that in Derech Emuna, in the tziyunim on the bottom, he brings that the reason I read first, B'shem deGra. I couldn't find it now. I hadn't written the Maramokim, but I have written, my notes have written that in Derech Emuna he says, not Rav Shmuel Maslad's reason, the conventional wisdom reason. We don't have linen shirts. I don't know. So it's like Xer in case we'll get a linen shirt. It sounds a little far fetched. I don't know.
So Gadol like Rav Pinchas Scheinberg, who wore so many different pairs of tzitzis.
What were they made of?
That's the question.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea. Some are made out of wool, some of them.
I have no idea what Rav Chaim have to ask his family. Yeah. You have to ask his family.
Every
beggar is a new kiyum mitzvah. He would have a safe. He always put on another beggar. My remark, Emanilach, this is all conjecture as to what the Gra meant, and I don't know. Yeah, Rechaim does not wear a talis all day, so I'm sure Salat's reason doesn't apply, at least doesn't apply in the case of Rechaim. Yeah. So what he's saying is the shirt was pishtun, the jacket was not. And now if the jacket was wool, you would have right to have a problem. So I don't know what the jacket was made of. But why? What did they wear? I don't think they wore suit jackets like we wear. They wore the Israeli outer jackets. I don't know.
The tzitzis was on top of the shirt.
So I understand.
The jacket would be on top of the tzitzis. It wouldn't be on top, directly on top.
I mean, the cotton was on top of the shirt, and then the jacket was on top of the tzitzis, which was cotton. All right, so it's a hefsik. It's like a machine to between. Okay, could be. I'm just telling you where this all comes from, and like I said, it's a chumrah that's to most people it's more of a curiosity than a halacha lemaisa, particularly because nowadays. We have begadim made of sharminim, so we're not so worried about it. But you never know what will come into style in the future. So.
Why is it not coming up with a negative temer because also it comes at the right price?
Why is it, Rav? So you have to ask Rav Chaim. Baruch Hashem, there's access. You could ask. I don't know. I don't know why he doesn't wear wool. Maybe he wears wool under a shirt. Well, the Ramah brings this machlekes rishayim of sharminim. The Ramah really brings that sharminim is deraisa. The Ramachaber, I think, brings on tamar pishtim. But it seems that many rishayim deraisas. You want to be as old as rishayim?
One of the Tovei
Lebrachos. One of the Tovei Lebrachos. Okay. So, okay. Like I said, Marim Malkam Adi Loch, I don't know exactly Rukhaim's Cheshbin, but that's what the Velt says, that this is the Cheshbin. Let's know Sifhei. I really don't know exactly what Sifhei is talking about, so it's good to learn it the last few minutes. I'm not so clear. When I say I don't know what it's talking about, I just mean the case. As you can see, there's just about one Shach and no Taz. It seems not to be complicated. Another machlek is the Mechaber and the Rambam and everybody else. But I just don't have the case of the Mechaber. I don't have it down so clearly. So let's see if we can figure it out. Ritzua acha shel tzemer, shnia shel pishton. So it sounds like this person is putting on two gartloch. So it sounds like one belt of wool, one belt of linen, osalach kerba, afal pishu ritzua shalar b'emsa. He's wearing three belts. He has underneath, let's say, wool, on top of it a leather belt, and on top of it a linen belt. Still, it's osir. Why? Because when you wear a belt and you in the front, you tie, I guess, all of them together. And therefore, when you're tying it together, you're connecting all of the parts. And I'm guessing you can't slip it out. Once you make a solid knot, you can't just slip it out. Let's say you have a belt. And it's really a leather belt. But somewhere in the middle, it's got wool, and somewhere else it has pishtun. And they're not touching each other. Mutter. He said, most Rishayim hold, that's not Shabbos if they don't touch each other. Ulefize, 1 minute, Mutzah l'chabe oireis hatfureis bepishtan, tachas bigdei tzemer. You're allowed to take a leather baget, which has stitching of linen, under woolen begadim, afal pi she'efshir shiachnes chut hakem v'shal tfira Shemechaber or imabeged b'say chut shel tfila sa'or. So I'm not sure if this is like the lining that you mentioned earlier. What you're doing here, it's so clear to me. Muta l'chaba oirais at furais bepishtan. The lining is made out of leather, but it has stitching of pishtan. And it's a lining inside your beged tzemer. Now you're sewing it together with canvas thread. The lining is attached to the beged with the schut. It's possible it'll go b'seichut shal tfira sa'ar, and it'll touch the chut of tfira sa'ar. It might happen. So it says shachir alf. That's a suffix. So shachir alf. Klayim elu heg derabbanan. Bochum b'sveikai lahakol. Since we're not sure that the stitching is getting it, so therefore, it's only a derabbanan. Why is it a derabbanan? One is a baget of wool. The other is a baget of or, which just has stitches of linen. So that's at most a derabbanan, and therefore by suffix it's both. Although Rambam calls that klayim and a tyrant. Like the Rambam, it's klayim deraisa. Why is it klayim deraisa? Because the Rambam is l'shitasai, that he holds that even if you have on one end a string of linen, on one end a string of pishtan, a philodosan tzero pishtan besak oikupa, v'karachon, have a klayim deraisa. Aminik is far rishayim. Now what does this mean, the end of this sif? Afilu nosad semer upishtin besak oikupa. Does this mean like a pillow again? You stuff wool and linen into a sack or a box. Now, a box, I don't understand why, how you're wearing the box. But let's say into a sack. Vikarchan, and you, what's kricha? Kricha is you tie the rope around it. Have a klayim deraisa. I don't get it. I don't know what this last case is. But maybe it's sorry, shy. You know, it's hard for me to say what it means. What? So I don't know. Well, the pillow, you weren't putting tzemer and pishtim inside. But I don't know why that should matter. So I don't know. I don't have any Yeah, but even like the Rambam, it has to be somewhat connected. It could be in the Grah. See, Grah, your Dalit is not so clear. He says, Yachto b'koma, okay, it's hard to know. But in Grah, your Gimel, he says, the Rambam Shita is, Klaim Elu Hamid Rabban, Hokum Sekel Hokum, and Shitasam, that's the non Rambam Shita, Vina Shotavi Vinayas, Ayin Shinaut. So according to that, we understand that the Rambam is Machmer, Rambam El Shua Oitavi Oinas. That's only if it's Shua together. Here it sounds like you're putting Tzemer Upishtin into the sack. There's no Mefarshim here. It's very hard for me to figure out what the case is. Like I said, I'm happy I'm learning it at the last minute because I'm a little stuck to understand what the case is here in the Mechaber. And, okay. So we don't learn a kula out of it, not a chumra out of it. Not sure what the case is. So we'll move on to Sivav next week, unless Kadosh Baruch Hu gives me a giloy. Okay, the Ramah does not explain. The Aruch HaShulchan doesn't even bring Sivhei. So I don't know, maybe he didn't have the case clear in the detail.